Yud Dalet Menachemov, Sunday the 6th of August, Rabbi Yohanan, Salem. Does a female embryo learn with a malach? Start the day at Toraway, Northwest London. We'll have a summer break from today, recommencing Mitzvah Hashem on August bank holiday. That's the 28th of August at 9:10 a.m. Mitzvah Hashem in Yerushalayim.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Shkoyach Reb Dudi, inviting me. He says I'm here for 7 years. Okay, today's topic is, does a female embryo learn Kol HaTorah Kula with a malach? So you've had enough time with it being on the notice board for the last week to have come here with Mara Makoymas. So, whoever's got anything to say, shout up. So let's, where does the Shaila start? So the Gemara Nida writes, that it discusses the situation of an embryo, the Uba Bimei Imoy, and Ein Lecha Yomim She'adam Shorei B'toyva Yosem Oysen HaYomim. These are the best days of a person, right through the duration of his life, the times that he's in Bebetan Imoy. Then the Gemara says, Umelamdin Oysoi Kol HaToyra Kula. The Vlad, the Uba, learns Kol HaToyra Kula Bebetan Imoy. That means there's a malach there teaching the person Kol HaToyra Kula. The Gemara doesn't make any chiluk whether what gender of the Uba.
Oisoi doesn't mean male?
No. Malamdin
Oisoi.
Yeah, but it's just discussing because Malamdin teaches Oisoi, so it puts the Oisoi with Malamdin, it teaches it. If it would say Oisoi, you'd say not a male.
Does it apply to non Jewish people as well?
No.
No.
Mechateisa. Well, we're going to have to understand. So our question today is, what about an akeva?
What about a ger?
Good. Okay. I hear. So let's, the Gemara, first of all, it says, "In a rav doima lamalach elokim sevokai toyri yavakesh mipiyu." If a person is looking for a rabbi, what should he look for? What character traits? What should he be looking for? So the Gemara says, "If a rav doima lemalach Elokim Tzvokos, if the rav is doima, he looks like some malach, then Torah yavakesh mipiyu." Has anyone here ever seen a malach? If yes, please give me a bracha. "If a rav doima lemalach Elokim Tzvokos, then Torah yavakesh mipiyu." How do we know to associate ourselves with what a malach meant to look like? Oh, so some, I once heard Rav Yaakov Hillel told me, "Imarav doima lemalach Elokim Tzvokos." If this person teaching your Torah goes, I remember that, it clicks. I seem to have some. It seems to jog some memory. Torah yavakish mipiyu. Take him on as a rebbe because he was that malach. "Imarav doima lemalach Elokim." He was that malach that taught you Bebetan Imoy. Okay, so in order to understand about an isha, whether she learns with a malach, let's first understand why we learn with a malach. We are created to learn Torah. Adam la'amal yulad, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down, that means to work in Torah. So why, bichlal, are we learning Torah with a malach before we're born, if this is our job in this world, to be able to sit down and learn Torah? And therefore, why do we need to have learnt it? And then as the Gemara carries on in Nida, it says that as soon as a person is born, a malach comes along, hits a person on the mouth, and makes them forget the Torah. Some people say it's this, I don't know. If it's this, then women also have it, but goyim also have it. I don't know, the Gemara just says it hits him on the mouth, and he forgets the Torah. Now, what's this process for? Why do we learn it and then forget it? Meir Vachto, what have you gained? No?
Your own armor.
That's why you need to forget it.
Yes.
But why do you need to learn it in the first place in order to be able to forget it?
Well, you recognize it when you get it.
Why do you need to recognize it? Sit down, open the Gemara, and do a bit of schwitzing. Adam Lam, will you, Lord?
You know that it's the right thing.
Correct.
Well, you know, one second. Now you know every time you've got pshat in the rasbol, you know. Why do you have to have that, sir? Keep working and get there and make sure you do a good job. And why do we learn Torah bebetan imoy?
Encouragement.
Yeah, I think it's depressing. You went along and forgot everything after that.
But if you know you've learned something once, it gives you encouragement to learn it again.
Encouragement. Well, if you've already said that reason, the Yaivat says mamash the opposite. He says, because, listen, he says that second time learning, is it easier or harder? No, listen to what I said. Listen to my question again, sir. Second time learning. I didn't say chazara. Second time learning, is it easier or harder?
It's a bit more
harder.
Why is it harder?
There's more questions.
Found out the first time how difficult.
You don't have the excitement.
No, then it should be easier. The answer is, I'm not talking about Chazorah. The Chazonish writes, there's more Omel Batayra in Chazorah than the first time round. Why? Because second time round, I know there's blah, 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 blah. I know it all. And You're relying on foregone conclusions. You're not going to exert as much effort to check that maybe I learnt it wrong. And that's why it's a lot harder. So the Yaivetz learns, on the contrary, the reason why you learn it with a malach and forget it is to give you more schar later on that you're going to have to do more omel. Sorry? You learn Kol Atayra Kula. Do you know what Kol Atayra Kula means? That's it.
A woman can't learn Kol Atayra Kula.
Wait. The Malach teaches the Kol Atayra Kula. You are correct in saying, I don't know everyone's names here, but you're correct in saying that there is an Al Sheikh, there is a Milas Atayra, there is a Nefesh HaChaim that says, Kol Atayra Kula means, you're Chalik in Torah. Now that's not a patur for anybody here. That doesn't mean that, okay, I'm just a Mishnayos guy. No. Kol HaTorah Kula means Kol HaTorah Kula. However, lefi, the way you understand it, your chidushim, your mabat, your outlook, your perspective, that's what Kol HaTorah Kula means. Kol HaTorah Kula with your chidushim, with your havonas advarim, or but kipshut, to the Gemara says Kol HaTorah Kula, that's what it means. So now, there's a Gaon that writes, quoted by the Chochmas B'Salal and Nida over here. He writes, the reason is, because Torah is divine intellect, it would be impossible for a person who's limited by human intellect to absorb divine intellect unless it was previously ingrained into him. Then he's got the ability to retrack and be able to tune in with the divine intellect that's been absorbed. Seichel Enoishi can't be toifa Seichel Eloiki. It's a built-in nitfas. You can't get it. All our learning, with all our omel that we're going to do, we're never going to be able to get there to understand Havonas HaTorah unless we were first given it, understandably, have to be taken away from us, because there'll be no schar for the omel, we'll be robots. However, in order for us to be able to get it, we would never get it unless we would have been given it into us when we were, into a certain extent, an abstract, less physical form. It was put in us, and then later on in life, we can restore what we once had.
Well,
goy doesn't learn. Well, a goy doesn't need to know Torah.
Yeah.
I get, okay. Good question. So accordingly, what would a woman need to learn Kol HaTorah Kula with a malach, according to that reason?
Yes.
Her Torah.
Wait, wait. Accordingly, a woman, the Gemara says, "Ilmatzem oisam es b'neichem veloi b'noiseichem." A woman's potter from Talmud Torah, so she doesn't need to come along later on and absorb divine intellect. Wait, she doesn't need to come along. She's not mitzvah in Talmud Torah. Did you hear? Even her halachas, she's not mitzvah in mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So you don't need that malach to come along now and imprint the Torah in order to enable her to be able to restore it. Okay? Move on? Yafe? Tadima? Yeah? Okay. According to the Gaon, there should be no reason. However, Frek Dudi, no. A woman is mitzvah to learn. How do you know? Is a woman chayav in Birkas HaTorah? How do you... Is a woman chayav in Birkas HaTorah?
Yes.
What siman? Shulchan Aruch state. Noshi Mavaruch is Birkas HaTorah. Oh? So what's Shayin Mechava? Mechava Paskins, a woman's chayav Birkas HaTorah. The Bi'alocha learns over there. Okay, Reb Dudi, you're too much of Talmud Chochan. The Bi'alocha learns over there that she's only says Talmud Torah midin ena mitzvah va'oisa. But that's not going to help you, because of Svadim, we paskin Tzimachloikis Rashi Rabbeinu Tam on a mitzvah saseisha as man groma, if a woman can make a brocha, because you say v'tzivanu. And if you hold she's not mitzvah, therefore the Svadim paskin a woman's potter. A woman can't make a brocha v'tzivanu on a mitzvah saseisha as man groma. Okay. The Ashkenazim take on like Shittas Aramot.
This is my comment the whole time.
No, but... but it's Einam Mitzvah V'Oisa. No, it's not Zman Groma, sorry. Einam Mitzvah V'Oisa. To make a brocha on an Einam Mitzvah V'Oisa. If it's Einam Mitzvah V'Oisa, midin Zman Groma, if it's Einam Mitzvah V'Oisa, midin... Whatever it's Einam Mitzvah. A woman's not Mitzvah in Talmud Torah. So according to Shittas Aramot, a woman can make a brocha midin Einam Mitzvah V'Oisa. According to the Machaber, she can't, because she can't say V'Tzivanu. Okay. So that can't be pshat in the Mechaba, Levi the Mechaba. Mishnah Berurah brings a gaon of Vilna in Be'ah Grot. But what's the Beis Yosef? There's three reasons. Beis Yosef says, we're not going to go into it, but the Beis Yosef's third reason is, she says Birkas HaTorah for the Torah that she learns for the mitzvahs that she's mechoyev in. Which is what you mentioned here. But that needs a hesber, Rabbi Yisai. That's not, they're not pashut. Because a woman's not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. Right? However, she needs to take the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to learn the instructions of how to wash Nagel Vasa. You take it in your right hand, you put it into your left hand, and you do this, you do that. It's called a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's Torah, and that she's doing it, and she's doing... How do you reconcile the fact that a woman's mavorach birkas ha-Torah and she's potter from Talmud Torah? Okay, this is a complicated sugya. So she's mavorach birkas ha-Torah, so she has learned a certain amount of Torah, but better than imoy for all the mitzvahs that she's mitzvahin. However, if we understand that geder in Talmud Torah of an isha is not the same geder, it's more of a hechsher mitzvah. When you put up a sukkah, building a sukkah, it's not a... But when you build a sukkah, is that a mitzvah? No. It's what's called a hechsher mitzvah. It's going to enable you to be able to do the mitzvah. When you go along and buy a shofar, you make a shofar, it's a hechsher mitzvah. So a woman's Talmud Torah is a geder of a hechsher mitzvah. It's in order for her to be able to do the mitzvah. It's not be'etzer mitzvah's Talmud Torah. It's to enable her to be able to do how to light the candles on Lel Shabbos. To know what you do, when to light, when to make the brocha, etc. It's not big etz in Talmud Torah. So that you have to know if that substantiates a malach. The Aruch Haner writes, the reason why we learn Kol HaTorah Kulu with a malach, completely different reason. The Gemara says that... Ve'en yoytzim mishom ad shemashbi'en oysoi. The uba, the embryo, doesn't come out until he's made to swear that what? Tie sadik al tie rosho. Afilo kolo oilam kolo yomim lachal sadik ato. Hayo beinecha karosho. Vava yedesh akolish baruchu toir. Mishoros of tohoirim. Unishom anishasata b'chal tohoir. Because you have to make a swear, an oath, that you're going to keep kol ha-toyer kula. Says the Aruch Haner, if you're going to have to swear, b'shas leida, when the embryo is going to be born, that you're going to have to keep kol ha-toyer kula, you can't sign the dotted line without knowing what you're signing on. Has anyone ever signed a contract without knowing what they're signing on? No? Well, if you have, it's ridiculous. but you've got you're swearing that I'm going to keep kol ha-Torah kula. What's kol ha-Torah kula? What is it? What's the entail? I want to know whether to go into this deal or not. Says the Aruch Haner, in order to be able to have the ability to be mashpi'in oisoi, to make him swear, he's got to learn kol ha-Torah kula to know beforehand. Now, accordingly, an isha knew. It's a good. Good. What's the chiluk?
One is mashmi'in, one is the
didi vanteri. So, nasa v'nishma, was the yidin had to say it themselves.
Mush
b'goyim with any hand. Good, good.
How can you make a kotlon, or even a kotlon, make a shvur?
Because mistoma in the status of where we're so close, you know the Chofetz Chaim writes, just as a mind muzgo, nothing to do with it, but you speak about Katanin. The Chofetz Chaim writes, in the status of little children, there's no Yeridus HaDeiris. You know that? Where the Kazakh? The Yeridus HaDeiris means the further we go from Sinai, the more we're losing the dilution effect of the Hashbar of Torah. He says with children, in their state of purity, they don't have Yeridus HaDeiris. I don't know what age they lose it, but...
So you mean to say that this Uber...
These Ubers, there's a Maisa here, it's Negea here. I don't want to say it, there's a lot of different Maramakoimas. There's once a Ishumul Beres walked in. There's a Shaila who the Maisa took place with, the Rechaim Shmuel Evitz, or Gusman. Oh, but one of the Gedolim stood up. That's my high. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Hani Bablim Tipshoi, that they stand up for a Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. This Uber's learning Kol HaTorah Kula with a Malach, we have to stand up for the Ishumul Beres. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Evitz, no, as I saw Torah, you don't stand up for. There's no Omol. So they tied it on Rav Chaim, why did you come up with such a terror? Just say, maybe it's in a caver. No. Okay. Yes, Ladun. You know, there's a Drisha. You know what Shalom Zachar is? The Drisha brings down in Yeridah and Reishnum Vav. It brings down the Yisoid, one of the answers, he says, what's the Shalom Zachar? Anyone know what a Shalom Zachar is? Why do you have a Shalom Zachar? Just to get a bit of food on Friday night? He's still hungry after the Suda. Huh?
Avelis.
What's Avelis mean?
He's away from the Malach, teaching Kol HaTorah Kula.
He's, now that he's lost Kol HaTorah Kula, we're doing a Suda's Havra. Mm. That you give for Avelim because he's lost all the Torah, he's an Oval. No.
No.
Oh, do we have a Shalom the Kaver? Is that a riot? The Torah wasn't being taught to an Isha? From the Drisha? That's bringing Rishonim. It's going to Rabbi Menachem, one of the Rishonim. Huh? What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai? Don't know. Huh? Nah, you're not mechuyev to make a Kiddush. Chaim Kanievsky told me you're not mechuyev. You can't, ata yachol, but ata lo mechuyev. That was his nusach to me. Make a Kiddush for a girl. But I'm asking, how's the Shalom the Kaver? Where's the Shalom the Kaver if you're the Drisha? So you could say, but there's no Avelis because, no, what's that? Avelis means you're lacking something. You have all the Torah, and now I've lost it. Yesh po chol, yesh po chaserli. But over here, she's not chaser. She's not lacking anything because she's now, anyway, not mitzvah to learn Talmud Torah. Because she's part of Talmud Torah, so even if she had it and she lost it, it could be that there's no reason to make a Shalom Nakeva, even if he's a Drisha for a Nakeva. Okay, so Mekitza, if he's the Aruch on there, Mashbi, Noisoi, Licha Oira, it should be that a woman should be learning Kol HaTorah Kula. The Chochmas Besalel, that it's to enable her to be able to learn, enable the person to be able to learn later on, it should be that there is no reason because the woman's part of. Okay, the Stodim Lakan or Lakan. But maybe we can address it from a different sugya. Okay, so the sugya of the Malach, Lo barul. Stodim lakan on lakan. Oh, but there's another sugi in Shas. There's a sugi in Brochus. The sugi like this. The Gemara asks in Brochus, Noshim b'may zachyam. Noshim b'may zachyam. How are they zoicha? So what's the Gemara answer? Gemara answers. She sends out the kids to cheder to go and learn Torah. And she pushes you here on Sunday morning at 9:10 when you should be enjoying the Daily Telegraph. And she sends you here to go and learn. Sorry. She pushes you out to learn. The question is, what's the question of the Gemara? What's the Gemara's shaila? Noshim b'may zachyon. How's a woman zoicha? To which the Gemara answers, she pushes you here, start the way, go for it, go and learn. So now she's got schus, that's how she's zoicha. Why is the Gemara zuching schuyot, merits, rights of the woman? She hasn't got Shabbos, she hasn't got hadlokas aneiras, she hasn't got tairus hamishpacha, she hasn't got... She's got every loisase, she's got every mitzvah sase, shaloi azman groma. And gam lefi dudi, she's also got every mitzvah that I say, she gam azman groma, that she can even do and make a bracha on it, lefi the Rama. So how much is she lacking? She's got enough what to get Olam Haba with. Oh, so she hasn't got limud ha-Torah. Yafe.
Maybe that's the talchiyah, limud ha-Torah.
Yafe. So the Gemara's question is, noshim b'may zachyon, how she going to be zoicha? You're right. Mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem. Opportunities, Baruch Hashem. However, she hasn't got Torah. Okay, nu. So what? Why does she have to have Torah? To which the Gemara answers, you're right. She doesn't have Torah, but that she's got a sheichus to Torah, she can send us out to start the way, the Torah day, or Torah day way. She can send us out to start learning, sends out the kids. That gives her keilu Torah. What's this thing about Torah? Why? What's wrong? She hasn't got mitzvahs. She's got plenty of mitzvahs. Like we've got to light the Shabbos candles if there's no woman there. So she's got to light the Shabbos candles. These are mitzvahs in Kol HaTorah Kula. So machaser, what's she lacking that the Gemara needs an element of Torah to get her somewhere? Yeah? Clear? So that we have to understand what's the Gemara's shaila in Noshim B'may Zachyon. This rabbi over here mentioned that we're going to get there. You've learned Kol HaTorah Kula and you have to get there. That's no excuse, sir. Don't legitimize any excuses. You've got to get back there. Go on. No suggestions? Why does she need Torah? Hello? Earth? The Chofetz Chaim writes, you're right, mitzvahs can get you everywhere. Mitzvahs, they can get a person to Olam Haba. However, there's something above Olam Haba, and that's called Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is not possible without merits in Torah.
So why is the Overhood only lives 5 minutes?
Okay.
What was that?
What about an Uber that only lives 5 minutes? How's he going to be Zeicha Tchias HaMeisim? Don't know. But the Gemara says, the Chofetz Chaim is built on a Gemara, it's a Zoya Tal Torah Mechayehu. It's the dew of Torah that's going to resurrect a person. And if a person hasn't had a shaychus in Torah, then there's going to be no Tchias HaMeisim. You can do all the mitzvahs in the world, but if you're not here on Sunday morning at 9:10 to learn Torah, no chance, no entry. It's a red circle with a white line going through it. En knisa. If a person has to have a shaychus to Torah to be able to get Tchias HaMeisim. Therefore, the Gemara is asking, Noshim b'may zachyon, how are they going to get in? How are they going to be zoicha? To which the Gemara answers, By them supporting Torah, they're going to get Tchias HaMeisim. That's one mahalach. Now, we want to go on another mahalach. Wait, so you've got a few hours, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah? Holidays. They accepted the Torah, correct. Today, what are they doing? They're not Mokhoim in Talmud Torah. They were standing there, but they're not Mokhoim in Talmud Torah. So what shaykhs now have you got to deserve you that right? Okay. We're going to go with the Mahalach. There's other Mahalachim. There's a Pnei Yeshua. There's a Vilna Gaon. We're going to go on the Mahalach of the Yaros Dvash. He says like this. We know the Gemara Kedushin writes that we've got a Yetzirah. Yeah? You have a Yetzirah? You mask him? You've got one. I've also got one. Don't worry. Yeah. Not unfortunately. Fortunately. You wouldn't be able to get to the next world without it. Now, we've got a Yetzirah. How do we get round it, Rabbi Yisai? Torah Tavlin. So, we've got a Yetzirah. We sit and learn Torah. And that energy, it's an input of emotional koichas to fight that fire of evil that's pulling us to succumb. However, what does an Isha do? An Isha hasn't got the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the Yaros Dvash is learning that the Gemara is asking, Noshim b'may zachyon. Zachyon is an expression of... Zachyon is a loshon of? Could be that. But he learns it's a loshon of hatzlocha, like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, v'lo yizachisi sh'te'omi yetzias Mitzrayim b'layla. I didn't manage to be able to do it. As Noshim b'may zachyon, the Gemara's kasher is, how are they going to manage to conquer the Yetzirah? They don't have Torah. It's like a Gemara now. So the Gemara answers by the woman sending out the person to learn, the husband to learn, or the kids to learn, that gives her, she is now empowered against her Yetzirah. How? Because she's got a Shaychus to Torah. The same way that you, by learning, are empowered. It's a Torah Tavlin. It's an antidote against the Yetzer Hara. Her, by not actually learning, but supporting Torah, she's also empowered with her Tavlin against the Yetzer Hara. How? That's our share today. This was all an introduction, are we saying? We've got time. What's wrong with this morning, Dudu? We've got 3 hours. It's Sunday morning. The dustmen are not even working today. What time? Okay, so we've got to the stage of understanding Noshim b'may zachyon. How do they get, with what are they empowered to be able to fight the Yetzer Hara? To which the Gemara answers, with that they support Torah, they've got a shaychus to Torah, that gives them the ability to conquer the Yetzer Hara. How does this work? How does it work?
It says
by Zvulun. In Zvulun, Yismach Zvulun, but say Secha v'Yisocha b'Yolecha. It says by Zvulun that Zariachi Gwarin Soita. It says that what? It says that in Olam HaEmes, they're going to start reading out Shtikl Torahs. So Zvulun's going to say, I was sitting in my office doing my accountancy. I didn't learn up this sugya. So they said, no, it's all yours. They're going to give him the sugya. The question is why? So they write, there's Midrashim, there's Chazal, that the Pshat is because he supported Torah, in Olam HaEmes, you're going to be given those sugyas. So it's important to stress, though, it says in the Pasuk, Yismach Zvulun B'Tzei Secha. Smach Zvulun B'Tzei Secha. Now, if I ask anybody here, before you go to work, are you happy? No. What's going to be? I don't know. Ask me at the end of the day if the deal went through. Yismach Zvulun B'Tzei Secha. Fret the Chofetz Chaim. Huh? No? Because means a very big word. Because means, why are you going to work? It's not that, Rabbi said I did a great deal today. I made 10 million. Let's be a bit more down to earth. I made £1,000. Okay, so I've got £100. Who's a big Talmud Chacham? Let's give it to him. That's not Yisachar Zvulun. It's got to be, no, but it's got to be Smach Zvulun B'Seisachar. Why can I be happy when I'm going to work? Because the why am I going to work? To make money on the leftovers, I make it to a Talmud Chacham? No, sir. I'm going, I'm happy on the way there, because the whole reason I'm going is an order for Yisachar B'Yalecha. So it's not just as easy as it sounds. How many people here can say they go to work in order to support Torah? Kol hakavod. Halavai by me. To be able to go to work to support Torah. That you're not going to work. You know what I'm saying? Paranossa. Paranossa. Okay, say that. I want to have a chelek in Torah. Say that. I'm not pulling it down, chas v'shalom. I've had it's a mitzvah. I've had a... It's loigara from Stoker. Oh, but the emes adinim hachzokas Torah together. The Moshe is very, very machmir in Shuvas. If you leave Moshe's Shuvas in Gedev Yisachar Zvulun, I hope you're standing up to that, Dudi. It's mamash, it's 50%, it's a chozer, there's contracts, and it's a... Okay, let's not be too machmir. Oh, but the vote is, it's smach zvulun b'seisachar, because the whole taklis, the matara is. Okay. So that's how a woman is zoicha. Now, the challenge is, what's this mahalach? How is she zoicha to conquer the Yitzhara? Because we said she's got the supporting in Torah. Now, let's understand this. And before we understand it, I just want to throw in another kasha. If we're already speaking about this, Uba b'mei imoy. Does Zvulun, 3 minutes, does Zvulun learn kol ha-Torah kula of Yisachar b'beten imoy? Does Zvulun learn the Beten Imoy, the Torah of Yisachar? Yeah, but he's going to support that Torah and he's going to get it. Does he need to be pre-prepared? As Ovi the Isha or Shaila? Okay. No, you're going to get the Torah. But you need to be pre-prepared in the embryo status of being given his Torah that you're going to get.
If you don't get in this world, you only get in the next world.
I just told you, Rebbe.
I'm not Rebbe.
That the Yaros Devash learns a woman's making a matzil, what does that mean? Where? Here or there?
Because she's doing something now. She's taking
a woman's, wait. A woman's making a matzil in this world is bischus her hachzokas Torah of her husband. Right? That's more of a chiddush than Oinam Abba in this world. Now,
she just doesn't understand it in this world.
Correct. But she's still empowered.
Not she, he.
She is still. Same thing. He gets the Megan or Matzil of Yisachar. Did you hear? You hear Abdudi? You've got a Yitzhara. Take $100. Yitzhara's gone. Maybe the Kazakh. Now, just to finish off. The Gemara brings down in Zvachim, and maybe the Kechidish. The Gemara brings, I've forgotten, I haven't got one here, as Menachos Dav Zayin. I think it was Avimi. It's Akrele Masechta Menachos. He forgot it. What did I mean, right? Forgot the Masechta Menachos. So he went to, I think, Rav Chisda to teach him again. Fret the Gemara, why didn't he tell Rav Chisda to come to him? Says the Gemara, Ki Hechid Mistayele Milsa Tfei. He's got more of an opportunity, more of an ability to be able to absorb it, to re-get it, to relearn it, if he goes to him, he puts in the effort. Rashi's got 3 words, Amirde Kechidish. So Rashi, Yogata Umotsosa Tamin. Rashi says that he went there is Yigiyas HaTorah. That means when you're learning and you're tired out and you can't be bothered, but you know there's a chazanish on the top of the shelf there, you've got to go and get a ladder from the oitzer to be able to climb up and get it, that is called Yigiyas HaTorah. You heard? That's called Yigiyas HaTorah. Yigiyas HaTorah is not only in what's pshat in the Rashba. How do I learn this pshat in the Pasuk? Yigiyas HaTorah is every single thing around the ability to enable me to learn has got is dinner Yigiyas HaTorah. If that's Yigiyas HaTorah, it's also got matzosa. It's got a metziah. You're given the Torah with it. You're given the present of the metziah. Incidentally, it's called matzosa. It doesn't say yogata v'lamadata. Says Yogato Motsosa. Because why? Because you're finding what you lost, because what you learned be better than imui. So therefore, a woman, be'etzem, what she is doing by supporting Torah, is really yegias ha-Torah. When Zvulun goes to work, he's going to work, is yegias ha-Torah, Reb Dudi. It's yegias ha-Torah, and made it as a matzosa. You're given the Torah. So in other words, if you're actually given the Torah, it's ma'odi tachen, it's very likely that you have to be taught it in bebetan imoit in order to be able to give it to be empower you in this world. I rest my case for today.